4:50 at 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, getting word that CNN is now reporting Paula Broadwell's security clearance has been revoked. Ha! Ah, well, better late than never, I guess. I don't know. Dave Boyer joins me now, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Saw you front row seat at the news conference today. Took a picture.
Yeah, Washington Times had a good seat. How about that?
Yeah. Did you get a good question?
I did not. He did not call on me. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. Yes, I
can. Me too.
Yes, I can believe that. All right. President said no evidence the Petraeus scandal harmed national security.
Yes, and he couched that in language like, well, no evidence that I've seen yet. You know, you can tell he's been blindsided before by surprises, and he holds out the possibility that there may be a surprise down the road somewhere. But, yes, he said in the resignation of David Petraeus from the CIA over this sex scandal and the affair he had with the biographer that he doesn't hasn't seen any reason to believe that national secrets were compromised.
Yeah. Should he have known? He couldn't answer that question. Do you think that he should have known? He couldn't answer that with a yes or a no. Why?
Well, he doesn't want to put the FBI and the Justice Department and his good friend Eric Holder, the Attorney General, in a bad position at the moment. But, you know, yes, I think obviously if you got, you know, asked him off the record with his guard down, Mr. President, do you think you should have known that your top spy in your country and someone who's an integral part of fighting the war on terror is in a blackmailable position, you know, in this compromising position with, you know, a woman he's having an affair with? I would think any president, whether it's Barack Obama or anyone, would answer, yeah, I want to know that.
Of course.
He didn't go there.
I mean, I'm truly amazed by that. Does this administration ever answer a question directly? I mean, you see him every single day. Do they?
He does, yes. And, you know, he's, for instance, talking about the fiscal cliff negotiations. He says, I will not tolerate any deal that doesn't raise taxes on the wealthy. You know, that's a direct answer, but on things that are more uncomfortable like this, he's mindful that the FBI isn't completed with his investigation. You still got this probe of General Allen, the commander of all the NATO forces and Afghanistan hanging out there, you know, that's related to this whole situation with the CIA director. And so I think he's just being cautious in this particular case that, you know, there may be more to come, and he doesn't want to put himself too far out on the limb.
Yeah. You know, I played a soundbite yesterday or today from yesterday's White House press briefing, and you no doubtedly know about it. Jay Carney was actually embarrassing watching him deflect questions to some other source 10 times in about 3 minutes. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and the president said today, well, I think, you know, asking, trying to address your question about should he have known sooner about this FBI investigation, he said, well, you have to talk to the FBI director about that. He deflected that because he said, you know, they have protocols about criminal investigations, and we don't want to be accused. You know, essentially he was saying, look, if the FBI had come to me early on in this investigation and told me we have a problem here, then you guys, meaning the reporters, would be accusing me now of trying to obstruct justice somehow. So it's better off that I didn't know about it, you know, until right after the election.
Yeah. Yeah, he stuck to the message of his campaign. I noticed when he first started the press conference this afternoon, it almost sounded like a campaign speech. You guys, you've heard it all before. You must have been yawning.
I wouldn't yawn in front of the president. My gosh, Andy, no. But he was you know, going over his tried and true routine about, you know, tax cuts for the middle class only. I thought it was interesting that he said, I've been given a mandate exclusively to give tax relief to the middle class. It's another way of saying I've been, you know, given a mandate to basically not represent people earning more than $250,000 and not look out for their interests. That's another way of saying it, and I thought that was pretty interesting that he brought that up.
Yeah, and he said that overwhelmingly he was given that mandate, even by those who didn't vote for him, and yet I find that his source before that was some kind of numbers crunching performed by NPR, which don't make a whole lot of sense. But anyway, that's beside the point. He goes on to say, though, at this news conference, that by taxing the rich, he implies that it will solve half of the fiscal cliff problem. And that's simply wrong. It may collect $100 billion a year, but not a trillion, which, by the way, is the amount we'll overspend by next year and the year after and the year after.
Yeah, I think it's roughly 150 or 160 billion a year for 10 years, and you know the annual deficit we're dealing with right now is over $1 trillion.
Yeah, so it just doesn't add up. I mean, he talks about people not doing the math. It's certain to me that he hasn't done the math. All right, so when is the next one of these news conferences? Well, I'm guessing what, August?
2013, yeah, I think you're probably right. I could envision one, sometime in the late winter, early spring, presumably after we get a deal on this fiscal cliff, and if the situation is resolved, and then he might have a chance to take a victory lap, as it were, assuming that all happens. That's all, very far in the future.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing. What are the odds of this president and Mitt Romney actually getting together to see if Mitt can help him out?
Well, I don't think they're going to be sharing a beer because Governor Romney doesn't drink.
A milk.
It might happen, but President Obama said he would like it to happen before January 1st. I could see them doing a kind of a photo op, bury the hatchet kind of routine, but who knows?
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, listen, better luck next time. Maybe you'll get a question, but, don't count on it. Maybe if you put Washington Post credentials around your neck instead, maybe you... he likes taking questions from the left.
That's right. I'll keep trying, Andy.
See you later. Thanks, Dave. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, sitting front and center today at the big news conference, but unfortunately was never called upon for a question. And I'm sure he had one prepared. Probably more than one, knowing Dave. 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.